Podcast Ranger.
And that is the cure for cancer.
Well, that would have been of use many years ago.
Yeah, fuck. How are we only figuring this out now?
I know, right? In the fink, all I used was a piece of chalk and a broomstick.
Well.
Anyways, welcome to the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Extra, extra Cast Ranger.
At two. It's also a thing we do.
It doesn't matter which order you watch them in.
Ding, ding, ding. Biddly, ding, ding. I haven't done that in a while.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I was getting so happy.
I was a better person, Lane. Now it's all ruined.
Yeah.
That's it. You've driven me back to drink.
Oh, no.
It's all right. It's just, you know, canned water.
Canned water.
They have box water. One.
I was about to say, we have box water. That's the next step.
It's a can of water that just says bottled water on it. Cue the news call.
Okay, so we're going to kick things off real quick.
What's new in the news?
So, well, let's start with what's new in the news by talking about what's old in the news.
We already talked about this.
Did we?
Yes,
no.
We did.
No, no.
Yes,
we mentioned...
this was... Yeah, as we know, Stan Lee tried pitching Super Sentai back in the 80s, but apparently an old newspaper article recently surfaced that Stan Lee has tried apparently bringing specifically Sun Vulcan into the United States back in 1982. This newspaper article reveals Marvel's involvement with Battle Fever J and that Miss America was supposed to lead the team, but they couldn't do it in Japan. The article also revealed that Marvel had produced Denshi Sentai Denziman and Taiyo Sentai Sun Vulcan, the latter being the show Stan Lee apparently fell in love with. Apparently he thought that Sun Vulcan would succeed in the Saturday morning block because it's full of action and it's entertaining. He tried selling it to American networks such as HBO with a new voice track, or to take the print, cut the Japanese actors, and replace it with American actors, which of course is what Power Rangers eventually did later.
Interesting little bit of how history could have been.
Yeah, there's
also, I saw a really cool picture on Facebook a couple days ago of Stan Lee literally meeting Spider-Man.
Oh, that's old.
I know, I'm just saying, it was a cool picture.
There's a little shot of the article where you can clearly see Sun Vulcan.
Would have been cool. I like the Sun Vulcan suits.
They're neat.
They got scarves.
But again, this is an old article in which it was originally posted on Odin's Range?
Yeah.
Back in April of 2014.
But it was fun to mention.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the newest piece of news.
Did we not talk about this yet?
No.
No.
This got announced this week.
Fucking.
Surprising everyone.
Finally.
It's about damn time.
Right?
Let's tease some more and not tell people what it is. Premium Bandai has just announced the DX Kuro no Ringo Lockseed and Faceplate. That's right.
Kamen Rider Jam's Lockseed.
They're releasing Kamen Rider Jam.
You know, not Kaido's twin brother.
Here's the stupid part. If you look real close at the faceplate, you can tell that they just recolored Kamuro's faceplate and it's not actually Jam's.
You do know that's what it was in the show, right?
That doesn't excuse it.
No, in the show, it was just a repainted Kamuro's.
No, I know, but that's still stupid. They went to the effort to make new ones for everyone else. They even retroactively did it when they made Duke for the Duke Gaiden.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, guys. I just realized. Toy making is about making money.
Oh my god! I'm descending into the heavens! Holy shit! Hi guys!
So, apparently, the Lockseed set and Lockseed and Faceplate set will release in May 2016 for actually a pretty good price, 2160 yen.
And no, we'll not
that,
be getting it because
so
it's
so, probably
paid.
Less than 50 bucks.
Not in the slightest.
I might.
Lane's totally buying it.
I'm picking it up because I've been waiting for this for the longest time.
This is the Apple Lockseed I've been waiting for.
So, would you say that this set is your jam?
Darkness.
No, I just love how it just does a really evil sound, more evil sounding Ongo no Kajits.
That
Ogon.
I think Kamen Rider Jam has replaced my number one favorite monster of the week.
Okay.
More like Rider.
He was
week.
A monster of the week.
I guess.
I don't know. It was just Mars who decided, hey, I want to be a woman.
Shh. Don't say anything. Some people haven't finished Gein.
Yeah, everyone's finished Gein. No. Gein's that great.
Because Gein's still going to run.
Anywho, moving on. They revealed the theme song for the Super Movie Wars Genesis movie.
Genesis? Oh, I wanted to do it simultaneously.
I still don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you never will.
We told you, Star Trek joke.
Okay. Apparently the film's theme song is titled The Day's Beginning, and it's being performed by the band called One Finger.
Ichi Finger?
Actually, there was a music bit for, like, there was a little sample of the song, and it's like the Wizard Gaim song.
Most of these movie theme songs are not that great. But apparently this song is being released not by itself, but as part of a Kamen Rider Series 2015 movie song album, which also contains the theme songs of Superhero Taisen GP and Kamen Rider Drive Surprise Future.
Sorry, the name of Gar's home porn video, One Finger.
The fuck was that sound effect supposed to be?
Oh. Lane, one day we will get the Genesis thing simultaneously.
Yeah, the album costs 1,200 yen at retail and is set for a December 9th release, and pre-orders are now open.
I'm sorry, but I completely forgot about Dark Drive being a thing.
Oh, I didn't. I'm looking forward to this movie, mostly for him.
One, two, three. Genesis! Nailed
it. It's not as great when you plan it.
Hey, look, it's what Chrono Drive should have been.
No.
Let's not get into that discussion again.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it right now.
Moving on.
So, okay, this is cool.
So the official announcement went out for the Ore Special Ghost Icon, which apparently comes packaged with the Ghost's opening theme album, is literally just a Halloween version of Ore, which is in a bright orange.
Yeah,
instead of the Ore face, the icon is like a Halloween pumpkin face, which is pretty neat.
Actually, no, it's if you scroll up, it's based on their sunglasses and hairstyle.
Really?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Hold on, we're going to zoom in here.
Zooming in! Whoa! See? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I guess.
It does kind of look like a pumpkin.
From far away, it looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Get it? Ghost?
Dave said it was going to be expensive, though, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Just like the Christmas.
According to the description, yes, the special limited edition icon is stylized after the band who performed the intro, Kishidan, and uses a variation of the Ore Soul Henshin phrase. So it's being sold alongside the album for the theme song, Wadada Omo Yueni Wadada Ari. The album will cost 1,800 yen and will be released also on December 9th.
Oh, that's so far.
That's not Halloween.
Well, no, it's just...
Really?
It's too far. I'm sorry, but for me, it's taking...
The full version of the theme song is already out.
It is?
The music video version.
I want it.
Well, then, talk to me later.
I want it.
Moving on.
Go check the internet like everyone else, damn it.
I don't know where
Damn it!
So we got better looks at...
Damn it!
Kamehameha Damashii and Santa Claus Damashii, and it's exactly what we expected.
Wait, I'm sorry. Kamehameha.
Yeah,
King Kamehameha.
He was the king of Hawaii.
Yeah.
So it's Kamehameha.
No!
Kamehameha. Stop.
Gar, I swear to God, I will strangle you.
That better be a Hisatsu, though.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Ha!
Shut up!
Puff.
So,
where's the sword?
Everybody kills Gar.
You are disrespecting Hawaiians by doing that.
So apparently, as we mentioned a while back, the Santa Claus icon comes exclusively with the Kamen Rider Ghost Christmas cake.
Oh god, the mask.
Hope you enjoy $100 Luxie icon, everybody.
And Kamehameha icon apparently is sold exclusively at Toei Hero World.
I like how they're both trees.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they are.
Yeah, Kamehameha is a coconut tree.
I get it. Think about it. Past Christmas, Futurama Xmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, in Futurama they use coconut trees instead of evergreen trees.
Yeah. Alright, so...
I actually like how he looks.
I like that the Santa Claus Damashii has, like, Christmas bell, jingle bells on him, and then he has, like, the little bobble.
It would be cute to see if, like, if Toei actually made these suits for, like, just special events.
Yeah, well, all we know is apparently these forms will only be in the Gundam Rising Arcade
game.
What we
should do is a webcomic where Santa Claus Demachi teams up with Away in a Manger.
What?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're there for that.
Call back!
Woo! Yeah. Alright.
Mummy bears.
Moving on. So...
That is pretty.
We got a very nice screenshot from the Ninja Tokyuger movie showing both teams inside
because
they
already
cockpit.
Fucking know how that's gonna work.
Yeah.
I just realized something. I just realized something.
Congratulations.
Kasumi is going to be teaming up with Kagura. I feel so sorry for her.
There's this awkward
Kasumi or for Kagura?
For Kasumi.
For Kasumi.
Yeah.
No, the worst part is they're children, so, like... And Takahara already acts like a fucking child, so...
I mean, look at him staying
gonna,
in the back going, I'm higher than everyone!
Him and Light are gonna get along swimmingly, I already know.
Is anyone else slightly creeped out by the pose that Kagura's in, just, like, sitting like a fucking swimsuit model?
Nah, she's...
I'll say it once and I'll say it again. I don't like Fuka, so Fuka's teaming up with... I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck? Nagi's teaming up with freaking Hikari, and Fuka's teaming up with...
They're pairing them up by gender instead of color.
In which... Alright.
It's weird, man.
The two competent side males and the two females that aren't pink.
I just know there's going to be a scene, calling it now, where just Akira is playing his harmonica and Kenji will just be like, wow, that's a nice tune.
Dude, but, can we get, like, a duet of...
Yes.
Yes. Akira on harmonica and Kinji on guitar.
We're gonna start a band.
That will be amazing!
Home Where's... on the range, where the wide mouth vaginas feel strange.
What the fuck?
Guys, what do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
Can I have a gummy bear?
Get out!
I tell you to get out, but you actually would.
I tell you to get out, but you'd only go to your room.
Five
feet away.
It's 8 feet, actually.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to this fucking movie.
I'm not.
I am. I miss Tokyuger, damn it.
The film is set for a January 23rd release.
So a Sunday.
Alright, so for us,
March,
June.
September. Halfway through next year.
No, we'll get it by March, April.
Hope so.
That's
but it won't be subbed until September.
So, apparently, the Legacy Blade Blaster is now released and available in America!
Blade Blaster!
That's not Canada!
Wait, you guys...
It'll be here.
No, you guys didn't hear the news?
Yeah, 5 months down the road.
What news?
This news came out, like, a good month ago about how it was coming out in November.
Yeah, we knew that, but now it's
now,
actually here.
Now, the announcement is now that it is released. So,
it's actually,
fly!
It's really cool, I'm not getting it.
Where's my Thunder Slinger?
Eventually, my bugaboo.
I want the Thunder Slinger.
From the movie?
No. The thing, or the weapon that they got when they... Okay, in Zoo Ranger, they got him from King Brachion.
Oh, that, like, white attachment that you attach to the...
I was thinking of, like, the whip that Kimberly had in the movie.
I was thinking of the Star Slinger.
Gotta love it.
That's the Pterodactyl Thunder Whip.
Go home.
That's what it is.
Ichi, go home.
No.
He is home.
What you guys
ha ha! I'm already here! Okay, next. SH Figure Arts Lord Baron got confirmed after being shown off at Tamashii Nations.
Oh, wow.
He's
pretty. Really pretty. I like the coat thingy he has going on.
Oh, yeah.
Samurai pants.
Then there's a shot of him fighting Kiwami arms.
Sadly, this thing will only come with, besides from hands...
Dude, it comes with a broken version of the sword!
That's what I was just about to say.
Oh, yeah, he impaled him with it, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently the name of the weapon is Guron Bariyamu.
Bariyamu?
Cool.
When's Dead Heat coming out?
Hopefully never.
I want Drive Dead Heat with the Mock Driver.
No. Then just take your freaking TK figure.
No.
Yeah.
You can easily just do that.
I know I can, but I don't want to.
Then fuck you! Alright, and last bit of news. This was interesting to find out. Apparently, Steve Cardenas, the guy who played Rocky in Power Rangers, is actually in a new video from The Completionist. Gerard apparently played the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, Super Nintendo game, And Steve Cardenas played it along with him.
I have to watch that.
Me yeah, too. We're going to watch that later.
Hey, I didn't like Rocky that much, but it's actually, so cool.
There is one more Figuar announcement.
Oh?
Okay.
SH Figuarts Kabuto Extender.
Oh, yeah, we already know about that.
I'm sure we talked about that.
Oh, and they did show more detailed pictures of Figuarts Ghost on it, Amashi, and it does look gorgeous. I personally won't be getting it because I want Robin Hood.
Also,
I might get Spectre.
Good news! Dino Charge is now on Netflix. Bad news, they took it down when they realized, fuck it, we'll just wait until the last four episodes come out.
Bastards!
Probably the smart thing to do. I did love that picture, though, for the video of Cardenas and...
Yeah.
Those cute pictures.
You know what? Like, we still have to catch up on Dino Charge by doing Silver Metal eventually, but I have to say that I watched a couple clips of the debut of the Purple Ranger. Apparently, some confused old man found the Energym and they just let him hitch in. Yeah, I don't know all the details about him, but
basically
I saw the clip of his first henshin, and he's just standing there as the rest of them are doing it.
Coda had to show him what the fuck to do.
And the best part is, like, after they all henshin, like, they all run forward to attack, and he's just standing there going, what do I do? And I'm like, you honestly let this man jump into a battle?
No, more or less what happened. He found the Energem a year ago. He basically just stops robbers, takes cats out of trees. When it comes to monsters, he's scared shitless.
Oh, good. Then those will be fun.
And then he retired.
Makes sense.
So much for having an eye patch, though.
I wonder if they'll keep
it's
the story.
It's a fake!
Oh!
God damn it.
I hope they'll keep the storyline where he tries to fight and then fucks his back up.
He does hurt his back.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we'll talk about that on Silver Metal eventually!
2016, maybe we'll bring it back.
Oh yeah, the Batclock was released this weekend. It's fucking cool. It's the only gadget that has electronics in it because... I was like, wow, the Batclock's going to be disappointing because it's a gun and it's not going to have electronics, and then it surprised me. But it does this really fucking creepy thing where, it, like, you press the button, the trigger, and it does, like, sounds of, like, a clock going, like, ding, 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 and then it does it backwards, and it sounds really fucking creepy. And it's like, and you hear, like, a bat flapping its wings in the background.
And one more piece of news, and this is actually really good news. Toei is going to make another Kamen Rider Gaiden.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that.
Bravo Gridon,
so,
please.
Yeah, so Gaiden Gaiden 2, Duke Knuckle, was recently released, and apparently included with copies of it are questionnaires that people are filling out to see who they want for the next round. So confirmed that we are getting Gaiden Gaiden 3. Bravo Gridon, please!
Yeah, basically the choices are Kurikage, Marika. Gridon, Bravo, Ryugen, Jam, Sigurd, and for some odd reason, Gaim.
Jam?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's cram the two pointless side stories together, Gaim and Jam.
No, yeah. See, what the Jam movie would be about is
we already know what Jam's backstory is.
No, we know, but we'll get to see it. We'll get to see the process into which Mars went from being a man to turning into a woman.
No.
So it's just a movie of a...
Actually, can we pull a decade where it takes place in an alternate reality where he's a good guy?
No, alternate reality where Jam won.
Oh, God.
Same thing with Kurikage, alternate dimension.
Where he didn't die?
Also...
Kurikage Shin Gaiden.
Yeah, there you go.
There! Alternate reality right there.
Also, I made...
That movie will be nuts!
Also, I made a joke that if they made a Gaiden movie... Yeah. It would just be Kamen Rider Gaim, Gaiden 3, Gaim, Mega Hex Revenge.
You mean Age of Ultron?
Yes.
Yeah, like the Gaim Gaiden, we just get a movie about the kind of planet he made.
And then literally it ends with Mega Hex showing up.
Damn it!
Now releasing Kamen Rider Gaim Minecraft. Build your own planet.
We call it Gaimcraft.
Yeah.
Build your own Helheim.
Build your own fucking planet.
Yeah.
And there is one more piece of news, but we'll save it till next week.
Stop saying there's one more fucking piece of news.
No, it's not really, like, big news. It's more or less Bandai of America showed off pictures of their Violet, Aqua, and Silver Ranger figures for Power Rangers Dino Charge.
Aqua Ranger's a guy for some reason.
Yeah, which means they are going to have a male version of Cyan.
And they're also going to have a female version. Because
well, we knew this. We knew they were going to have mainly the female version.
Yeah, but no, Actually, one cool thing is how they're making a male Violet figure and a female Violet.
Yeah, because we already knew that Kendall's going to be Violet afterwards.
Yeah, but
I guess Albert's doing it first.
It's a nice touch how they, like, hey, if you don't like the female, there's Albert.
Yeah.
I think Albert's adorable.
You haven't seen the episode.
I saw it. Yeah, we
Let's
saw
not talk about Power Rangers right now.
Anyways, is there anything else, or are we done?
I think that was a slow news week.
Wait. All right, we filled a 20-minute spot.
Wait.
And we're done. Oh, and don't forget to watch Digimon Try that came out on Crunchyroll.
Oh, that's actually worth mentioning.
I'm waiting for the dub.
It's never happening.
Yes, it is.
No, that won't.
Gar, are you,
depends
are you
how
under
shit.
The belief people don't like making money?
It depends how shit it is.
They dubbed Pokemon Origins, they'll dub Digimon Try.
Who though?
Funimation.
Anyone who wants to make money.
Actually, no.
Fuck
scratch.
It, let's dub it.
Actually,
Fuck kids!
No, actually, scratch that, Disney.
Ooh.
Disney owns rights to Digimon.
Because they own it.
They bought off Saban when they did Power Rangers.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's why Digimon was shit.
Anyway.
That's the news. Thank you and good night.